So welcome to the next edition of the Rare Business Podcast. With me today, I have Jess Stevens of TagPoints. Hi, Jess.
Hi.
So, Jess, for the benefit of our listeners and readers, can you tell us a bit about you and a bit about the work that you do?
Yeah, great. So I'm the director and co-founder of TagPoints.
Uh-huh.
We're just over a year old, but it's been in R&D for a bit longer than that.
Mm-hmm.
And we are the mobile loyalty guys, basically. So okay. We are looking into ways that people can retain and keep loyal, valuable customers using mobile phone as the technology.
Okay.
But ultimately, we're most interested in that sort of golden metric of retention. How do you keep people coming back to your products, keep buying them, and coming back to store, importantly? All of our clients have a bricks and mortar presence.
Okay.
And we're about using the mobile to drive visitors into those stores.
So have you always done that?
I haven't, no. I actually cut my teeth many, many years ago as an email marketer. So, as you can imagine...
Hopefully permission-based and not spam-based.
Yeah,
or was it a little bit of spam in there?
No, how dare you. always permission-based and always client-side.
Mm-hmm.
I have a particular soft spot for email marketing and data-driven marketing and retention. I get very excited about those sorts of things.
Wow. Hence why it says, I love spreadsheets on your
card. Oh, you know it. give me a pivot table and that's a good day at work.
So you guys, TagPoints, that is, are doing some fascinating things, or you're making a stew, I guess, out of CRM, big data integration, database integration, NFC, Wi-Fi, triangulation, retail, loyalty, the whole kind of like thing. I mean,
yep.
Can you tell me a little bit more about actually what you're doing and also how you're doing it?
Yeah, well, one of the ingredients you missed out of the stew just there was beacons and beacon technology, which is sometimes referred to as iBeacons.
Okay.
And we were one of the first in the UK to put these into a shopping centre. In the US, it picked up a bit quicker. Macy's were the first to do it in the US, and we got the UK first in a shopping centre down in Eastleigh called The Swan, which is a lovely centre, but perhaps not quite on the same scale as Macy's.
Mm-hmm.
So the press particularly enjoyed that story because they quite like the British counterpoint of the underdog, I think, somehow. And what we were doing with that was using the idea of mobile loyalty, so ways to encourage people to come back into the shopping centre, drive that footfall, but also then using beacons or iBeacons to wake up the app that people have downloaded, wake it up in their pocket and potentially gift them points to their account.
Right.
Although loyalty doesn't always mean points, I just want to say that for the record.
Yes.
Perhaps send them an offer or even just say to them, listen, welcome back, we're really glad that you're here.
Okay.
So we used beacon technology to do that, and this idea of micro-location as a tool to help with bricks and mortar loyalty.
Okay. I mean, here's the thing, is customer loyalty programs, apps, all that sort of stuff. I mean, it's been around for a long time.
Mm.
I mean, what's different now? I mean, because I think that the playing fields can change. When people first did it and it was all a bit exciting, oh, we get some free stuff.
Mm.
And that was quite interesting, but now, like, everybody's doing it.
Mm.
And it's their... What's changed, and what kind of... If that makes sense. I mean, it's like... Because it seems like it's a different battlefield. Kind
yeah,
of
I think what's changed is that the behaviours that you're trying to incentivise as a business, I think the toolkit that you have to entice different behaviours has... definitely got bigger.
Mm.
So rather than I want people to turn up in store and I want them to buy some stuff, really now what you're incentivizing them to do, let's take a shopping center as an example, I want them to turn up, I want them to not just use the shops and go and do their daily shopping, but then in the evening I want them to go and go to the restaurant, have a meal, go to the cinema, play a game of bowling. I want them to have an experience. I want to be able to, help them to do that and have the best experience that they, you know, possibly can get. And that's where mobile comes in and can benefit the experience for the customer, because it's rewarding those perhaps even softer things beyond the purchase that do make up customer loyalty.
So actually, it's less about the individual sort of necessarily the retail sort of store, but more around a shopping sort of centre, and it's enhances the destination experience.
Yeah, but it could be applied to a retailer as well. So, for example, you could use our technology to do a click and collect function, which would mean that your click and collect users get a queue jump function that takes them straight to the front of the store when they arrive in store. The beacon alerts them through a TagPoints enabled app that the user's got, and it takes them right to the front of the store and it says, you know, thanks for being a valued user, your bag sitting there waiting for you because they know that you've arrived at store as well. Okay. That's the kind of thing our technology does, that it's all about those things that are, you know, benefits beyond just, yeah, here's, have £5 off your next purchase. It's more sophisticated and more the sort of softer and, you know, dare I say it, more about the relationship, although that's not really a word we use a lot, relationship.
because I think that's interesting. I'm actually writing another piece kind of right now, which is about how loyalty is changing and how there's a whole bunch of, you know, a lot of people are going, they want a loyalty program and they're doing this, and ultimately what you're doing is you're effectively buying people to, you know, you're buying favour, currying favour with the people through sort of price incentives or discounts and things.
Mm-hmm.
And actually research has shown is that if you go down that route, then somebody comes with a better offer, then somebody can like switch it.
Yeah.
And so the point of the article was like, you know what, you can't think about loyalty as being a price discount, as it were, because you can only go so far with that. You actually have to step back and actually really think about what is loyalty, what does it mean to be loyal, and what does it deserve, what does it mean when, how do you build or how do you earn kind of loyalty? And then so you can take other sort of things around about sports fans and why they support a team through ups and downs and sort of things. And you think, is there anything that we can learn from that and apply it to sort of business? And but it does come back to almost the relationship, but not necessarily trying to define that relationship, but in some ways it's actually, you have to think about, or businesses rather have to think about how they are and how they want to act.
Yep.
In order to deserve the loyalty and not assume the loyalty.
Yeah, I completely agree. And I think that you're completely right about these monetary incentives not being enough. When we talk to our clients about how they can use our system to benefit their customer, we say, put yourself in your customer's shoes. They want to feel special and they want to get the odd surprise. So make them feel special and give them surprises.
Not hard.
Yeah. But as long as you've sort of got enough content and enough, a surprise doesn't have to be, here's some cash off. It could be anything. It could be, today only, we have some sort of exclusive event that's only for you. And if you have, you know, X thousand million people signed up to your app and you can push that offer out to them exclusively, then that's a retained audience that will be interested in that and would potentially be a good audience for that surprise. Sure. So that's how we promote using our system.
Okay. And so that's good for businesses. I mean, let's get on to the sort of the customer side of things. I mean, you've seen, you're at the coalface, as it were. Do you think we as customers are we getting, are we becoming more demanding, harder to please? Or is it we're just, is it that competition's got greater, or is it that there's a function of the economic environment and things have been a bit tight and being a bit more fussy and more discerning, or is it all of the above?
Is
service going down?
I think, I'm not sure if we're getting more demanding as consumers. I definitely think that we want to be known. So for whichever channel we're interacting with it, and I know that it's on a lot of people's plates, this idea of single customer view, which potentially, you know, is some sort of illusion that we might never reach as retailers and as businesses. But I do think that customers expect to be known.
Mm-hmm.
And I think mobile presents a really good opportunity to start closing up that loop.
Okay.
Because it's whether I buy something in your store or whether I buy it on your site or, you know, whatever service I expect from you, I want it to be consistent and I want you to know previously what I've done. I want you to know me as a person. If we're talking about loyalty and we're talking about, again, dare I say it, relationship. So I think that is kind of the bare minimum that people are expecting now, because, you know, customers who don't live and breathe and do what we do every day and are at the coalface sort of say, well, you know, isn't it on your system somewhere?
Yeah.
And they just think this is magical. And, you know, everyone hears about cloud now. You know, cloud is becoming a consumer-facing word. Cloud, your own cloud, personal cloud computer is being sold to you on the train on the way home. So everyone knows about cloud. So, well, hang on, where's all my stuff in the cloud? Know me and know what I want and give me something that I'm interested in. That's what I think it's about.
Yeah, well, I think that's fair. I mean, I think there's a really sort of basic sort of assumption that gets made by most customers when they say, like, look, if I've sent you an email or tried to call you on the phone or filled in a form on your website, it's all from me. I've put the same kind of name and contact details and like, As far as I'm concerned, I'm having one conversation with you. If you haven't joined those things together, don't tell me it's a different department. If you don't join those things together, then I'm not the stupid one.
Yes.
That's you exactly are. It. And I think that's the, you know, it is a challenge. But I do think there is a, given the shift in, if you like, control and choice with the rise of the internet and everything else, that if customers have more choice, then with more choice, they think they become more demanding or more discerning. If they're going to go, it's you, and if I've picked you, then you feel you're the special one.
Yeah.
And therefore, I expect you to deliver, I guess.
Yeah.
And so perhaps it's just that expectations have gone up.
Perhaps.
I don't know. Anyway, I'm trying to just get under this, you know. I ask people that similar sort of things. I try to ask them, say, like, are we changing as people? Or is it that just things are getting a bit more messy and a bit more complicated?
Well, without getting too philosophical, we're definitely changing as people. I mean, all you need to look at is the rise in which technology adoption, the speed in which it's happened, quicker than any other generation, any other decade.
Yeah.
And that level of communication, it's all communications in the ways in which we're evolving and the technology is evolving. That's only going to change us as a society.
Yeah.
And as a global society at that.
I think that's fair. So, can you give me, I mean, so can I make this kind of real, as it were? Can you give me a couple of examples? I mean, there, apart from the, so you told me about the retail centre, was it the Swan?
Mm-hmm.
Can you give me sort of another sort of example about a client that you've kind of helped and how you've been able to use, not, I guess, you told me before we started talking is that you're not really just a technology company, even though you've been labelled a tech startup, and that actually it's more about we do retention.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we do. That's our focus.
Absolutely.
So can you tell us a little bit more about somebody else or another situation that you can help to bring it to life?
So I've got a couple. So one of the things that ends up coming out of it, especially when you're trying to drive footfall into bricks and mortar stores, is the idea of, okay, well, what can I do that's not just, hey, we've got a 20% off to sale on, or, you know, hey, we've got One Direction booked to come and sing, or whatever.
Right.
And we create a lot of sort of gamified elements in the apps, in the tag points powered apps that we deliver. And they can be anything from point earning, so traditional loyalty style, to sort of treasure hunts. So you only get certain content when you've gone to a certain part of the store, for example.
So does that mean you could give, you could do that if it was on a parent's kind of phone, they could give it to the kids and that becomes a game for the kids? And
exactly, yeah.
That's cool.
And both of those installations have proved really successful, and they have direct sales value because they are driving people to the store, and people aren't choosing to go elsewhere or do online shopping or buy off a nice internet giant.
Sure.
They're going into store, so that does genuinely work. The other one is for a retailer who I can't name, who are interested in using this idea of social proof, which is the concept that I am more likely to buy something if I know that loads of other people rate it and like it. Mm-hmm. So this retailer wants to use our system to bring the sort of Pinterest likes and the Facebook likes it into the live environment in store and say, currently 482 people like this particular handbag.
Right.
So it's kind of like merging those two worlds and making the social experience happen in the offline world.
Uh-huh. It's making the sort of the bricks and mortar, enhancing the bricks and mortar sort of experience. The other thing I wanted to ask was, if you think about it just from a retail sort of shopping center, is that your main sort of target sort of market, the destination, or big retail sort of stores like a department store or kind of whatever that has lots of concessions? Is that your kind of market?
Yeah, so our market is shopping centers, large retailers, including out of town retailers.
Right.
But also actually kind of any retailer that has a bricks and mortar presence and they want to drive more footfall and understand what the balance is between their online visitors to their offline visitors.
Right.
You know, has someone come in and browsed a particular item and then come and also browse the same item in store?
Okay.
You have the potential to actually find out that kind of information by using mobile to do it.
Okay.
So yes, retailers. But also, actually, when you think about the ways you can use our sort of technology, mobile technology, beacons, that kind of thing, it could end up. In fact, we go to a lot of meetings where people come up with ideas and say, "Oh, we could also use that in cinemas and airports and
football clubs."
And all sorts of things. Yeah. So we're not ruling anything out at this stage, but absolutely, our current verticals, retail, and shopping centres.
Fantastic. And if somebody was thinking about this and going, "Oh, that's interesting." I mean, because I'm sure you've come up with, you've met lots of different sort of people, and they just don't do something for whatever reason. What's the biggest reason that somebody wouldn't adopt something like this? Because it sort of makes sense.
Yeah.
So you're trying to sort of enhance the bricks and mortar or the retail sort of experience.
Yeah, well, I think if you don't...
Like we were talking about before, some people do some things for... different reasons, or doing
yeah.
things for different reasons, as it were.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I think a year ago, there was sort of the long-standing debate of, as a retailer, do I need to produce an app or not? Will my customers use it? And really, about a year ago, the answer could have been, well, it depends, you know, how easy is your mobile web shopping experience, and those kind of questions. But then since the introduction of iBeacons, and the way things are going with mobile payments, and talking about that entirely closed loop of, not only can I pay by mobile when I'm shopping online, but I can pay by mobile when I'm in the store, then we're actually seeing a different world there that Apple are at the head of and pushing with
mm-hmm.
their introducing iBeacon technology into their iOS 7.
Right.
And introducing the Apple, the wallets are definitely going to be coming. So, you know, people making more and more payments using their iTunes account, essentially. I think that is going to change the world almost as much as commercial websites did however many years ago, when we started actually buying things on the internet. I think that's really going to change the world of retail completely.
I still like paying with cash. Yeah. Every now and again.
Yeah. With Bitcoin, perhaps. So I think that the reason a year ago would be like, oh, well, I'm not sure, it doesn't, you know, it's not really joined up technology. I think the way that payments especially are going, and the way that this is all becoming joined up, I think more and more retailers are going to have fewer and fewer reasons not to do it. And in fact, we've seen that in terms of our inbound. We have built a successful business off the back of the fact that we can deliver this stuff now.
Right.
And that's an extremely privileged position to be in. So we're very excited about it.
Well done. So what happens next for Tech Points?
Well,
apart from world domination.
Yeah, obviously. Definitely taking over the world. I think that we need to absolutely capitalise on that opportunity that I just said there. The fact that we got that UK first, we know what we're doing, we've got a fantastic platform that people can just plug
mm.
and play and go with. So we're there ready to go. So it's going to be about taking market share and capitalising on that. But really, we have kind of two mission statements. We really want to help businesses increase their customer retention.
Mm-hmm.
Secondly, we really want to help high streets, and we want to get people going back into stores. As an online digital style business, we're very committed to bricks and mortar.
Have you started speaking to, or have you ever spoken to the, you know, there's a the business improvement district managers?
Yeah. Yes, we indirectly we're actually involved in a couple of bids because they want to do exactly these kind of things for reinvigorating high streets and getting people back into high streets. And we've seen a change, even here in Brighton, you know, local London Road, money's being poured back into these local environments, and, you know, we want to help that.
I should introduce you to some people I know in a London local authority who are just are directly in that sort of sweet spot, but I'll do that offline.
Great.
And so finally, apart from the world domination and all exciting kind of plans. I always have this question I tag on to the end of these interviews, and that is, what would you like to shamelessly plug?
Have I not been doing that all the way through?
Yeah, just checking whether there's anything else.
Yeah, I mean, I just want to shamelessly plug that we have an enterprise level ready platform that any retailer can use to start tying up their mobile visitors to their online activity. We can do that, we can help that. So that might be in the form of loyalty and rewards. It might be in the form of sort of special treatment like queue jumping.
Mm-hmm.
Anything that's going to make your customer feel special and then give you back valuable data as a business. We can do that using Beacon technology, using mobile.
Fantastic. Jess, thank you for your time.
Thank you.